I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Since its founding in 2010, Murals of La Jolla, a project of the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library, has transformed walls and urban spaces throughout the village of La Jolla, inviting residents and visitors alike to experience site-specific works by internationally recognized artists. The murals have become a defining part of La Jolla's cultural identity and are widely celebrated for bringing diverse artistic voices into everyday public spaces. Now, a new illustrated book has just been released commemorating the project's milestone 50th mural and 15th anniversary. Murals of La Jolla 2010 through 2025 features a photographic documentation of all 50 murals, a newly commissioned essay, and artist biographies. This second expanded volume in the series captures the creativity, vision, and community spirit that have defined the project while looking ahead to its future impact. Joining us to talk about Murals of La Jolla and this vibrant new book is the program's executive director, Taylor Chapin. Taylor, it's great to have you back with us on Inside Art.
Great to be here. Thank you, Dave, for having me.
Well, you've had a busy year, your first year of being the executive director, obviously. Tell us a little bit about what went into the making of this new volume of this book.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a busy year. It's been great. So we started kind of the conversation around this book a little over a year ago and just jumped right in. And we were super excited to have it out and released in May. And so it's been fantastic. It's a new hardcover 224-page coffee table book that, like you said, features the first 50 murals over the first 15 years that have been commissioned by Murals of La Jolla. And putting this book together was definitely a labor of love, and we're just super, super excited to be able to share it with everyone.
Now, the first edition, you know, was a big success, actually. And where does this pick up and expand upon that first edition?
Yeah. So the first edition was a great success, and it came out in 2020. And so it was the documentation of the first 10 years and the first 30 murals in the project. So this is actually an expanded, comprehensive version. So instead of being a part two, it's a fully encompassing new book that showcases all 50 murals that have been completed over these now 15 years. And so it's a new kind of complete and comprehensive overview of the entire project, because we basically went through our entire publication of the first book.
And there's been a special essay commissioned by this by Susan Morgan.
Yeah. So the book also features a wonderful essay by the arts writer Susan Morgan about Murals of La Jolla and the role of public art in our community. And then she also wrote these really, really wonderful individual essays on each of the 50 murals that provides insight to each of the artists and their work. There's a really incredible kind of introductory essay by her. And then each of the artists' mural page also has another essay by her. So she wrote was very generous to write another 50 mini essays for us.
She's very highly regarded in the arts field. Can you give us a little bit more about her her bio?
Yeah, so she's really incredible. We worked with her on the first publication as well, and she wrote a really, really wonderful piece for us then. And so we were really excited to be able to work with her again on this bio. And so she has a really extensive background writing in the arts, and her work has been featured in many specialist periodicals and magazines as diverse as the Archives of American Art Journal and the New York Times. And she lives and works in LA and has been an arts writer for many decades. So we were really excited to have her on board again for this project.
One thing I love as well about this new book is that it has a map.
Yes.
Showing the location. So it's a very practical guide as well.
Yes, exactly. So we have a really, really incredible map in the book that shows where all of our different sites have been over the years. And then one of my favorite parts of the book is we actually have a kind of fold-out timeline in addition to the map that folds out from the book, and you can see what year each mural was commissioned and how many murals were commissioned that year with the photo and location, and then that can tie back into the map itself, so you can kind of see the breadth and expanse of the project visually and then geographically as well.
Now, these are world-renowned artists in many cases and highly celebrated.
Yes.
William Wegman, John Baldessari, Robert Irwin. These are legends in Southern California and throughout contemporary art.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the really great things about this book, too, is that it, because the program is temporary in nature, many of the murals in this publication are no longer on view. And so it serves as this really important historical record of these artworks and their impact on the community and showcasing all of these renowned artists, like you're saying, and featuring their work. And so that's been a really kind of important part of the program and of our mission of bringing these internationally recognized, incredible voices for anyone to see walking down the streets in La Jolla, and then also having a balance of local artists, national artists, and international artists. So really bringing an incredibly diverse group of voices to showcase through the realm of public art. And we've been able to do that with over 50 murals now at this point.
As for the presentation of the murals throughout the village, how often are they rotated or shifted out?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a work stays up usually for about 3 to 4 years. So most of the time at about the 4 year mark, it's ready to be retired and come down. And at that point, we invite a new artist to create a new work for that site. So there's this kind of always dynamic, changing nature of the program with the goal of always bringing in new contemporary voices to kind of expand and continue the conversation of public art in La Jolla and as well as greater Southern California.
Can some of these older pieces be salvaged or brought back, restored and brought back?
Not necessarily. So once they come down, they're decommissioned. And so I think that's something that's so great about this book is there are so many murals that have come out of rotation. And so this book showcases everything we've done over the project, as well as many of our locations have had multiple works over the years. So it's this really kind of comprehensive timeline and historical record of the impact of this really wide variety of murals and voices who have been so generous to participate in the project.
And in so doing, in that kind of format of presentation, it ensures that new artists will be coming in and adding new perspectives as the murals stay on.
Yes, exactly. And so that's a big part of Murals of La Jolla's mission, is to always be at the forefront of contemporary art and be bringing in new voices and new projects and new distinct points of view and perspectives to kind of continue the conversation of the impact of public art and how important it is in our community or in any community to bring in these diverse and kind of always changing voices and practices.
There are a lot of ways to experience the murals of La Jolla. And one of them is just, you know, by being in the village and walking around and being surprised at what you find.
Yes. It's great. You can always stumble upon it, which is wonderful.
And then there's a little more organized fashion where you offer tours through the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library.
Yeah. So we offer free guided walking tours of the project. And those are available May through September, and they are on the fourth Wednesday of every month. We meet at the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library at 5:30 p.m. And then during our summer months, June, July, and August, we offer them twice a month, just because it's a little bit of a busier time of year. And we offer them on the last Wednesday of the month, as well as the second to last Wednesday. And so all of these dates and offering can be found on our website under the Tours tab. And you can register for a free guided walking tour where you learn a lot more about the history of the project, the story behind each work, as well as just kind of these fun backstories from me that you otherwise wouldn't necessarily get to experience and learn about the project.
Now, you said registration is free, but I imagine that fills up pretty quickly.
Yes, it does. So we always recommend people to kind of book in advance. And while it is free, it is capped at 50 participants. So we are very fortunate in that we usually do kind of book up our tours. So I do recommend signing up in advance.
And people can, while they're at the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library, always purchase a copy of the new book as well as order it online. How can they get the book?
Yes, exactly. So the book is available to order online at our website, muralsoflajoya.com. And then it is also available to purchase in person at the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library. So we have it for sale at either of those locations. And it's just a really, really incredible, eye-catching coffee table book that I can't recommend enough.
What are some of the works that are currently being shown there as part of Murals of La Jolla?
Yeah, so we have a few new projects, and we always have new stuff in the works as well. And so one of our most recent additions to the current selection of murals is an artwork by the artist Lizzie Zelter. Her mural is called Southeast Exchange, and this was installed earlier this year. And Lizzie is the inaugural artist selected through our new Emerging Artist Program. And this initiative is designed to support artists at an earlier stage in their careers. And Lizzie's mural is really fantastic, and it brings a vibrant and contemporary perspective to the collection. And it's exciting for us to be able to provide opportunities for emerging artists to present their work on such a highly visible platform. And so for anyone that wants to see Lizzie's new mural, it's located at 7540 Fay Avenue across from the Flower Pot Cafe in the Village in La Jolla.
Okay. And then there's how many others currently on display throughout the village?
Yes. So we have 16 murals on display right now. So there's quite a bit to see throughout the village. We also, for anyone that is interested in kind of learning more about the murals on their own, we also have a self-guided tour available that can be downloaded online on our website, as well as on each of our murals, there's a title plaque with a QR code, and that QR code can be spanned and it links directly to the page about that mural, which includes a artist bio and writing about the specific work. So there's all different ways to experience and learn about all the different murals in the project.
One of the most uniquely Southern California collections that there is.
Yes.
Murals of La Jolla, celebrating its 15th year with it and its 50th commission, presenting the new book, Murals of La Jolla 2010 through 2025. And I've been speaking with the project's executive director, Taylor Chapin. Thank you again, Taylor, for joining us on Inside Art.
Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate you having me, and it's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Murals of La Jolla 2010 through 2025 is a publication of the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library and available online at muralsoflajoya.com. Free public tours of the murals are offered on the last Wednesday of each month through September 30th, plus special tours on July 15th and August 12th. Tours begin at the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library, and reservations are suggested. The murals can all be visited through self-guided tours at any time. For reservations, downloadable maps, and more information, you can visit muralsoflajoya.com. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Miles 100 Radio. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/InsideArt. Our theme is created and performed by Bill Mays. Again, my thanks to Taylor Chapin and Ken Poston. For Miles 100 Radio, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again on air and online for another edition of Inside Art.